Of course, the NCAA basketball tournament has its own terminology. March Madness, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and the Final Four. Sports associations are a little less creative with the names they give themselves. Here's our commentator, Frank DeFord.
Here's something that's always intrigued me. Why do almost all groups of professional teams call themselves leagues, but similar college aggregates call themselves conferences? It can't be because leagues suggest professionalism. After all, the purest college sports alliance is the fancy smashy old Ivies, and they call themselves the Ivy League. For some reason, all leagues want to be national. The National League in baseball is even called the senior circuit. National always comes first, then American. You would think Patriots would go with American first, but it's just never that way. Go figure. Likewise, there are entirely too many college conferences that call themselves big. The Big Ten, the Big 12, the Big East, the Big South, the Big West, and the Big Sky. Please. That's five bigs too many. You'd think college people could be more original. The Big National would be the most popular name in sports. Maybe I should register bignational.com in case somebody wises up. Then I'd make them pay me big time. Once people name their conference or their league, sometimes they goof up terribly when they need to name divisions, too. Like the Big Ten, which, by the way, is up to 11 teams now, going on 12. It is going to call its 6-team subgroups the Legends Division and the Leaders Division. That is so lame. Those are the worst names since the National Hockey League named both its conferences and its divisions after people, like the Prince of Wales Conference. Oh, please. Most leagues just go by the compass when it comes to divisions, your basic East and West, then into your Northwest and Southeast. The dumbest was the NCAA basketball tournament, which for many years had the East Regional, the West Regional, the Midwest Regional, and the Mideast Regional, which sounded like it was being played on the Gaza Strip. Happily, they changed it to the Southeast Regional. Some leagues also borrow the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans for division names, and Central is also popular. As coaches say, K-I-S-S, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Like the Atlantic Coast Conference has two divisions, the Atlantic and the Coastal. Duh. My advice to the Big Ten is just to name its divisions the Little Six and the Small Six.
Comments of Frank DeFord, also known as the Big One. He joins us each Wednesday from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.